Hey, welcome to the Leveling Up podcast with Brigham Black. I'm so grateful to have my friend Monica with me today. I'm in her beautiful house, and she invited me to do a little podcast with her today because she has such a great story and a concept of how to be open, how to improve your opportunity as a business owner by staying open to opportunities, to have that hand open rather than closed. So Monica, let's start off having you introduce yourself. How did you get into this space of being a business owner?
Thank you, Brigham. It's just a pleasure to be here with you today. I feel so, like grateful to have this opportunity to talk to you a little bit, you guys. Mm-hmm. Who am I? So I'm Mexican, first of all. Second of all, I'm starting business in Mexico, but when I came here with my family, I realized that it's very important.
You are important. That's okay. Let's go get you that cookie and we'll come back and ask her to start again. All right.
Cute.
This is my daughter.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. Should we get you one more cookie and then you promise you'll stay upstairs?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Well, I'm just finished who I am. So I'm a start business in Mexico, like I said. And then when I came here to United States, I realized that tons of opportunities were open, you guys, when you start trying to do something different that makes sense for you and really matters to your life and also to your family. So started just being a realtor in Mexico. And then when I came here, I started and find a nice community into business as an entrepreneur. So I feel like it's very important just to connect with them. So I'm start doing it and start getting a good deals and good people. So I'm just ready to do the next step.
I love it. So we understand your story a little bit, where you're coming from. You said you're from Mexico, had a great opportunity as a realtor to see what was possible in real estate.
Right.
Now, this concept of staying open when it's so easy to stay closed and to not be open. Let's start off with this first one. What is the O for open?
Outward all the time.
Yeah, you know? Outward. Absolutely. Outward focused on letting others know what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And not have it be so focused on us.
Just me.
Because if we're focusing on others, we can give and
absolutely,
we can help them and we recognize what problems they need solved. So what's an experience that you've had where you've been able to really help somebody else and have that outward open focus?
Well, quick story. The other thing that I usually do in Mexico is teaching English to high school and then I think 1,000 students that I have just teaching, and it was amazing.
Wow.
Why? Because they were eager to learn a different language. And they said, why? If I am study that thing and I can help them, why we're not going to just share the knowledge that I have for them? Mm. So I'm start doing it. I'm still having those friends, you know, on Facebook all around the world. And they just, hey, teacher, you know, calling you like that. It's just like, wow. I remember like 20 years ago doing that. It's just an amazing experience for me to keep those friends.
Yeah. And you think about, what was that? You want another cookie? This is what we have to be open to opportunities and interruptions. Sometimes the little interruptions in life are so fun. She was asking for a cookie from upstairs. But you know what? This next idea that helps us understand how to be more open and to stay open is to do things out in public. You know, it's so easy as an entrepreneur to sit in your basement and just stay there and to not go out and interact with others. If I didn't get out in public, there's no way that I would be over at your house right now.
Yes.
If you didn't go out in public last Thursday, we wouldn't have met.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about why it's so important to get out into your community, to get out there in public and to share your business and to share your ideas.
Well, my parents always taught me that if you get a really good networking with anyone and be a little bit outgoing and sharing who you are and the abilities or skills that you have and just trade them, it's going to be easier to connect to anybody and help others, you know?
Yeah. So it really comes down to being open to new opportunities and getting out of your comfort zone at times so that you can help somebody else in whatever way that you provide your products or provide your services. Now, the E, I thought this was a really good one. What was the E in open?
Explore.
Yes, to explore. How exciting is it to explore? So tell us a time when in your business, you didn't know where you were going, but you're like, you know what? I'm going to keep my mind open. I'm going to keep my heart open. I'm going to figure out through all of this and go and explore. Tell us an exploration experience.
Let me tell you something that just came to my mind right now, and probably it's going to make me cry, but I'm not going to do it today.
Okay.
When I was five years old, mm-hmm. One of my parents was just in a hammock out of our jar, mm-hmm. and my little sister came and said, Daddy, I need a piece of cake. Could you buy a piece of cake for me? And he's like, I don't have money, but I have something to teach you today. Why you don't go to that lemon tree, pick some of them, put in a basket and go and just sell it in the neighborhood? Yeah. And she was like, no, I'm not going to do that. She was 4 years old. Mm-hmm. I was five. And I was like, can I do that?
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Like, me please. Yeah. I'm open to that experience.
I was totally open to do that and explore, because it was my first time doing mm-hmm. that. You know, first of all, getting the lemons from the high tree, you know, putting in the basket, you know. But I was sure, I don't know, it's just 5 years old, mm-hmm. you know. And then I started just selling the lemons. And when I came back, my basket was empty.
Wow.
And tons of money on my pocket, you know. And I was like, I'm a kid of six children in my house. And I tell everybody, hey, you want to go with me for a candy to the store, you know, like buy something? Because I got tons of money. I feel millionaire at that time.
You're like, I'm so rich right now.
I was ready to open to that opportunity that my daddy just gave it to one of my sisters and they didn't take it.
Wow. And that's so crazy, because sometimes somebody will not be ready at that moment. But as soon as you say, I'm ready, I'm willing, I'm open to take that opportunity. You saw those lemons as an opportunity and you turned that lemon into lemonade.
Yes.
That's so exciting. That's such a great experience. I'm so glad you shared that. Yeah. Now, this last idea to stay open in your business, stay open in your mindset, is to nurture. Now, when we say nurture, you're a mother.
Yes.
I know you've had literally thousands of opportunities to nurture your children. Why is that so essential in business, to be able to nurture your business to grow?
So important. When we have the chance to do this one for others, they feel like you're taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
You take a moment. First of all, I'm this kind of person that always think how I can just serve or help and get this win-win. Because my mother taught me once that the real bill in this planet is service.
Yes.
Of others. Think about, first of all, in the next person to your left or right side, and then if you help them, you're gonna just open windows in heavens and everything to bring abundance and love and connections and miracles.
So good. Guys, if you're feeling like your business is stifling, if it's like crushing you, open the window of opportunity, right? Open your doors to what is possible and open yourself up to new things. There's an expression in Chinese. I like to do this because that's just the way that I think. I told her about it a little bit. I was like, oh, this is so good.
Yes.
This word for kai shi. Kai is open and then shi is to start. It means to start, to stay open. You have to open up your mind before you can start. If you don't have an open mind, do you think there's any way you're going to go out the door? If you don't open the door, you hit into the door. You don't open the window, you can't have that breeze come in. So in business and in life, like if you are not open to new opportunities, you're going to stay lost. And the fresh breeze of opportunity isn't going to waft through your life. So I'm curious, to wrap this whole thing up, what is something that comes to mind that you're like, man, I wish I had this nugget of wisdom when I was brand new? What's something you would tell yourself 20 years ago? You're like, I wish I would have known this. If you would have stayed open in this way, everything would be different. What would you tell yourself?
Well, if I have a mirror and say, like, I see this woman 20 years ago and I say, oh my goodness, the best advice, be open to any single opportunity to learn, to teach, to hug anybody, to smile.
To hug?
Yes. To do anything that makes you to grow.
Yes.
Finding your best version of who you are. Anytime. I learn every day something small or big that makes me different, totally different. And that is because I'm open to do anything. I'll say my young women, go and be open forever. If you have to restart, you know, again and again and over, do it, because you're going to find a beautiful and different view.
I love that. You'll see a different view. I think if we don't open our eyes to opportunity, there's so much that can be said about this idea of being open in business. Because the opposite, if we are closed off, we're closed off to opportunity, we're closed off to new people coming into our lives, or we're closed off because we think we know everything. Right. One of the most dangerous words in business is, oh, we've always done it this way. That's a closed mindset. And right. What I loved when we started pondering how we wanted to share and add value to you guys today, she's like, you know what? We want to be open. We want to have a growth mindset.
Absolutely.
So I think that's such great advice that you brought. Is there anything else that you're like, you know what? This is something that I hope you guys take action on. Leave them with one actionable idea that they can say, I did this today. I'm more open because of what Monica shared with me.
Thank you for that small window that you open here. It's still saying open, because that's the key today. But I will say three things. Number one, never be afraid to do something new, because it's going to happen for real. Number two, listen to the people who has experience.
Yes.
And three, be happy, whatever you do.
Choose to be happy. I love that. That is a great ending note. Well, with that, thank you so much for tuning in to Leveling Up with Brigham Black. I'm so grateful for you guys following. And remember, I'm not here to get followers. I'm here to create leaders. And we want to make sure that we are giving you the very best content. Hit that notification bell and keep following. Keep making your dreams and stay open to opportunity, because opportunity is knocking at that door. Hey, God bless. Have a wonderful day. Bye, guys.
Bye.